Coming up in this segment, we're going to talk about the Stimulus Act 2 Electric Boogaloo, otherwise known as the Heroes Act, or the You Get a Trophy Act, or sorry we made you lose your job act, or whatever peachy title they can come up with. I wonder if there's just a group of people sitting in Congress somewhere that that just come up with acronyms for stuff. Like, just in case this ever happens, here's an acronym for it. If you're ever going to try and do this, here's an acronym for that. Who knows? Quite possibly, there are just groups of people coming up with acronyms everywhere. But we're going to talk about the $3 trillion Heroes Act. What the hell are we doing? We are just sitting back. And of course, not all of us are just sitting back. Some of us are actively cheering more stimulus money, right? I didn't get a stimulus check. I ain't getting a stimulus check. And I told you, if I was going to get a stimulus check, I was just going to blow it on guns. Just out of principle. All right? Government can't give me money. Fine. I'm going to go buy a 1911 with it. Just because. But it looks like there's going to be another $3 trillion. And out of that $3 trillion, ladies and gentlemen, the federal government's going to give you $1,200 again. Such an obnoxiously random number. Not 1,000, not 2,000, not 15, not 1,200. 1,200. What the hell is 1,200 going to do? Not for somebody in New York City. Ain't going to do anything for them. Anyway, we have an audio clip here talking a little bit about the Heroes Act coming to us, I think, from KHOU11 in Houston.
More money injected into your bank account if Congress approves a bill that was just introduced yesterday. The so-called Heroes Act gets its name from the money that's set aside for essential workers. That's about $200 billion. Here's what else is in this $3 trillion aid package. $1 trillion for state and local government, $1,200 cash aid to individuals, another stimulus check, capping it at $6,000 per household, along with $175 billion for housing assistance and $75 billion for increased COVID-19 testing. But not all lawmakers are on board.
The Heroes Act focuses on three pillars: opening our economy safely and soon, honoring our heroes, and then putting much-needed money into the pockets of the American people.
This is not a time for aspirational legislation. This is a time for practical response to the coronavirus pandemic.
On our Facebook page, a good spectrum of responses ranging from folks like Tracy, who ask how and when will the U.S. citizens have to pay this back? $3 trillion is a lot of dollars. To folks like Matthew, who think this is a great idea. He says essential workers deserve that appreciation.
Matthew Lazy.
We saw a lot of folks comment, like Deborah saying, open everything back up so people can go back to work. House is set to vote on the Heroes Act on Friday. Senate Republicans, though, say they're not planning to pass any aid packages until at least June once they get back from their Memorial Day recess. Xavier.
So I like Matt. Matt's like, this is great. Just keep sending me money. I'm on like level 12 of Final Fantasy. So I need to keep playing. So just throw another $3 trillion in there so I can do this. What the hell?
We're trying to open the economy safely.
No, you're not, because Gavin Newsom just extended the stay-at-home orders until 2027. Oh, I'm sorry. It's another 3 months, but it might as well be 2027, 2030, until you're dead. You can leave your house when you die in the state of California. That's when you have permission to go. All right, let's hear it.
When you're dead, you have my permission to die. Or you leave. Whatever. Get out.
Even Bane's annoyed at it now. Right? When you die in California, you can leave your house. Until then, shut up and stay in there. Opening up the economy safely and secure. Ugh. Ugh. I think I threw up in my mouth a little bit with this nonsense. It's gross. You want to know what's in the bill? From Heavy.com. $1 trillion to prevent layoffs. Too late for that. With a focus of $375 billion on suburban and rural areas, not included in earlier stimulus packages. $200 billion in quote-unquote hazard pay. That's right, hazard pay for essential workers, such as grocery store employees and healthcare personnel. So, the idea here that you're going to get $200 billion in hazard pay for these essential workers. $75 billion towards coronavirus testing. $25 billion to the post office. Because why not? You get a billion, you get a billion. Hey, we'll throw you a couple hundred million. It doesn't matter at this point. We just did a $6 trillion stimulus a month ago? And then we did a couple other stimulus packages before that. I believe this is our fifth one. Common sense would dictate if you're on your fifth stimulus package, they're not working. Right? I mean, I'm the bottom on the totem here as far as logic and reasoning. But even I can see that if you've had five stimulus packages, they're not really stimulating anything. Oh, and an additional $10 billion to the payroll protection program. $3.6 billion. Here's the one. Here's the one that Mike Church of the Mike Church Show was calling. Listen to the way this is worded. $3.6 billion for local officials to prepare for pandemic-era voting challenges in November. Let me read that again. $3.6 billion for local officials to prepare for pandemic-era voting challenges in November. What does that mean? Mail-in voting. $3.6 billion in this package so local officials can make sure that Democrats get every vote in November. Because that's all you're doing with mail-in voting. That's it. $3.6 billion there. $600 million for police departments for salaries and equipments because they don't have enough armored vehicles. $600 million for state and federal prisons. I don't know why they let everybody out. Another $100 billion to hospital and healthcare workers to cover costs with a specific focus on healthcare entities and low-income communities because those healthcare entities need to be able to do the super cool TikTok videos as well. So they need another $100 billion so they can do it. And of course, I have to say, because, you know, it's a very sensitive subject, I'm not making fun of every nurse, okay? There are a lot of nurses, just like a lot of, I used to work with teachers, and there's some police officers that actually get up and go to work and do their job and don't expect people to throw rose petals at their feet as they're walking in. To you people that actually get up and do your job, all support to you. To you bunch of losers that do TikTok videos and then want people to throw rose petals at your feet? Yeah, my harsh criticism is aimed squarely at you. In addition, and then we're not even done. In addition, the bill would increase the SNAP, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, by 15%. The bill would address many loopholes concerns not addressed by, I don't know, the other seven previous stimulus bills. Let's see. Of course, Pelosi wants a vote by Friday, but McConnell said no. So, of course, he's being painted as the villain here because he doesn't care about the American people because he's holding this up. Even though Nancy Pelosi held up other ones, but that's whataboutism, right? So this ridiculous farce that people are just allowing because what are they going to do? They've been sentenced to their homes. They can't leave. They can't go to work. There's nothing for them to go back to. So they just sit here and they're like, all right, I guess I guess you can give me $1,200 because I'm not doing anything else. I'm just here while we all do Zoom calls and we watch whatever show they're shoving down your throat on whatever streaming service you choose. They've put us into this position of a holding pattern. We're just sitting in this holding pattern waiting. For what? For businesses to open up? No, because they're being slowly rolled out. And a lot of them are in ways that are just as detrimental to them being closed. We can only up to 25% capacity. I don't have a really big restaurant, sir. So 25% capacity for me is like 3 people. Well, you can open up for 3 people. And then you have these other issues that continue to go. And then on top of this, you have large swaths, and I do mean this, of the American continent that are not dealing with coronavirus. Not everywhere is New York City, which apparently is the only thing people are worried about. Well, we have to, you know, since we shut down everybody because of New York, 80% of coronavirus cases come from New Jersey, Michigan, New York, Boston, and I think Maryland. I mean, here in the great state of Texas, I keep updating you. We have 41,000 cases in Texas out of 25 million people. That's out of 538 tests, by the way. Currently, and state of Texas has been open for 13 days. All right, remember, give it 2 weeks. 2 weeks to the curve. We're going to die in 2 weeks. 2 weeks and then the monster shows up. 2 weeks and Godzilla and Mothra are going to appear. All of this stuff. Always wait 2 weeks. Well, tomorrow will mark 2 weeks in Texas. We're at 1,600 people who are currently in Texas hospitals across the state. Not 1,600 people in Austin. Not 1,600 people in Dallas. Not 1,600 people in El Paso. Across the state. Texas is fine. Alabama, the great state of Alabama, there are zero deaths due to COVID-19 under the age of 50. And yet we're still having these phase-in programs. We still have these, you know, just very cautious programs here and there. Why? So we can sit back and watch these ridiculous government expansions, right? $3.6 billion is shoved into this bill for mail-in voting so they can steal the election from Donald Trump. Let's see if Mitch McConnell lets that go through. Because if he does, game over. Doesn't matter. Trump loses 2020 if they let that through.